So we have the boy about Shnei Achim who are Machbid and Zalza. We said, question is, does the social itself make it one meal intrinsically? So then I don't care if they're Machbid, but it's one meal because socially they're friends. Who cares if they're Machbid about it, not eating from each other? Or no, the social simply is a vehicle of relating the ochlim, because since they're friends, you're going to share food with one another. But if they're Machbid, then it's not going to work. So it's not going to work. So that was the question: is how does the social working here? Okay, oh, fine. So that was his question. That was Rav Yemer's question, right? So Abaye said, "It says, hold on." It says Yomer called Sriga 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 Baisus Matarim. So what was the case there? So again, the question there is you're not allowed to make Sriga and CRM on Pesach. These shaped, formed. You can't make forms on your cakes or on your challahs on Pesach because it takes time to do. So it's going to end up rising in the interim. So they basically answered it. They said he can't do it. Okay, but then they asked, what about this case of the Baisus had a dfus? He had like a form, like some sort of a mold, right? A mold, that's the word, right? A mold, which you just put the cake in, and it would naturally get its form. Okay, so it doesn't take any time. You don't have to spend time doing it. It's easy. It's quick. So could he do it? So they said no. Can't do it because Yomru calls Shrikim Asurim Shrikim Vaisim Matarim, so people are going to get confused, or whatever, and therefore it can't happen. So just on a basic level, does anyone have a svara for what's the idea? Why would you say that? What's the definition of the Gezerah if his were Mutar? And what's the definition of the Gezerah given that his is Asar? And what's this idea of Yomru calls Shrikim? Like, what's that argument? Yeah, so David says, good. The question is, what's this? Or what's Xera? Did they say that you can't, more specifically, you can't form your Sirikim on Pesach? Or is it you have Sirikim, these cakes, you can't form them on Pesach because the process of forming is a process which takes time. And therefore, where Choshesh is going to lead to over time, it's going to lead to Tebichamit. So they set up an Isser that you can't form the cakes on Yontif. So if that's the case, on Pesach. So if that's the case, so then Baisus will be allowed to, because he's not forming them. It's a different process. He's just throwing it into his mold. Throwing it into his mold, then it gets formed on its own. So he's not, the process of forming it is a process which could take a lot of time, and therefore they also that process. But he's not doing that process. That's what he's saying is, it should be mutter. Right? It should be mutter. Right? Or you could argue, no. That it's not pshat that they said it's asr to do to form the tzurikim, but it's simply asr to produce the result of a tzurik hamatzuyar. The result is what they asr'd. It's not the process of shaping it and forming it which is asr. Simply they said you're not allowed to produce this result, a formed thing. So I don't care if you do it through the process of forming it or if you do it through the process of defus. Doesn't matter. Right? Those are two different ways to make the gezerah. Because they were on the process of forming, whether they simply said the result is asr. Okay? Now, Mistama, the smoother way to set up the gezerah would have been, seemingly, to say you can't form it. Because that's really the chashash. I mean, what do we care is the result? What are we interested in the result for? The point is, we don't want to get to form it, because that takes a long time. Right? That's really the problem. But, and it would have been that way. But the problem is, Yomru, call it Srikan Surin, Srikan Baisa Surin, is that apparently Gemara is there saying is you can't have Xera like that. Because people don't, it's a kind of a thing which is done in the privacy of your own home or whatever, and people aren't going to know. People don't know whether or how it took place. People can't be Machad. They don't know whether the guy used his preformed mold, or whether he did it, by forming it. So basically, that gezerah is not going to be mekuyam. It's not going to exist. Because the gezerah has to, apparently, Chazal set up a gezerah, they have to consider the abstract, the logic of it. But they also have to consider the practicality of such a gezerah continuing to exist. And apparently they're going to see, if you're going to have this guy, Baisus, doing his things, and they're going to see, all of a sudden this bakery starts producing these Srikim and Siorim, then basically the whole gezerah is going to fall away. Because, oh, it's mutter, with a Chazal, allow him to do it? Then there's not going to be any gezerah. Then basically everyone's going to end up doing it. And they don't know the fine chilukim that he did it with a thing, and the people don't know that. So therefore, it's saying is that even though in terms of the logics of the gezerah, that would have been the good way to do it, but it's not possible to make the gezeira in a way which is going to lend itself to that confusion. So therefore, it's saying is they had it formulated the other way, which is also, again, it's still a logical formulation. It's just not the one which is most in line with the Talmud. But the idea, they said, you can't produce the result of a circumcision. I don't care how you do it. You know what I mean? It's not, again, it's not saying that if therefore we'll just say, yeah, these are also aser. But then there's the gezeira. When they make a gezeira, they have that in mind. They have to formalize it in a way which is going to lend itself to kiyum, to lasting. So therefore, that's the way they had to do it. Because again, his point is that you can't have a gezeira which is set up in a way which, even though logically it's a unified gezeira, it's purely consistent, but to the eyes of the people, it basically looks like these arbitrary distinctions. People don't know these things and don't know whether he's using a defos or not. So basically, to the eyes of the people, there's no system. So therefore, you can't have a gezeira that's like that. Even though logically, again, halachically, there's nothing wrong with it. But in terms of the people, they don't know these things. It's something which is unnoticeable, so that's not going to work. Zera can't work like that. Okay? So, I guess, probably because Zera is based on a practical thing. I mean, it's a practical measure which is there to protect the system. So, I mean, it's not just, like, maybe the Torah could work like that. Maybe the Torah could work like that. And the Torah is an intrinsic logical system. But here, the Rabbanon are based upon practicality. So, you can't set up something which is not going to be practical. It just doesn't make sense. So, therefore, the question is that in this case also. Because in this case, it's the same problem. Is that you're telling me that Achim, in general, it's clear Achim are going to share their food. Achim are friends, they're socially friends, and they're going to share their food. So therefore, you're telling them, therefore, in general, it's certainly going to be Aser. So by formulating the Gezeira in a way that the Iser, by having the Halacha, that Makbidim is going to be Mutter, right? That Makbidim is going to be Mutter. And namely, you're saying is that, and you'd be saying that the gezeira is that the social is going to be mitzrayim for the seuda, and therefore, if they're makbid the seuda, then it's not going to be a problem. It's going to be mutar. Saying that's not going to work. It just can't be. It can't be. The gezeira cannot be that way. Because what's going to happen is no one's going to know the difference. Everyone's going to look at brothers, going to see these brothers eating, and they're going to say, oh, these guys could eat it, oh, we could eat it. They're not going to, because that's imperceptible. Whether they're makbid or not is a particular thing and what their agreement is. Brothers, you can know if people are friends, but to know whether they're makbid and whether they're going to let each other eat, that's something you can't tell. So that saying is that practically the gezeira can't be set up that way. So that's a bias point of argument. So he's saying, how could it be? You can't have a gezeira like that. Okay, so we're asking questions. Is that by Srikim, so they could have made the Xer either way. Make it one way or another way. Chum can make it either way. So the saying is that they had to make it this way, though that the result is also because otherwise the Xer is not going to be able to exist. Okay? But what by Rav Yemer's question over here, question is what's the idea of Makirin? And what role does the social play in the Suda? Does the social itself make it one Suda? Or you say no, Suda is the food, it is the food. And the social just plays a role that it causes them to share their food. That was the Abaya. But that's a logical question. Now what's Rabbi's point to Rav Yemer? Is that if you're gonna say the social causes them to share their food, then there's gonna be a problem because everyone's gonna get confused. So therefore what? So what do you want them to do? Change the logics of the idea and go to the other svara because you have a practical problem? That doesn't seem possible. I mean, it's a logical question. So how's Abaye throwing out Rav Yemer's question because of the practical problem? So we're saying is that no. That all Rabbi's point is that even if you want to say, Rav Yemer, that the social's role is that it relates the food, that it makes them share their food, he says, still, you can't analyze that or evaluate that on a case-by-case basis. Because if you're going to evaluate the social, making them share their food on a case-by-case basis, and therefore say that two Achim or Makbid and Zelzeh is going to be Mutar, everyone's going to get confused. There's no system anymore. So even if it were the case that that's the logic, that the social is relevant because it causes them to share their food, you're going to have to evaluate that based upon the objective. And the objective means if they're Makirim, then they're going to share their food. Right? If they're Makirim, if they're Achim, if they're Makirim, then they're going to share their food. These guys are Makbid, I don't care, these guys. Because you're going to have to objectify that concept that the social makes it one meal in terms of the food, objectively. So therefore, it's going to turn out that the Achim are going to be Asar anyways. So it's saying, Rav Yemer, you're asking a logical, abstract question, what's the concept of the social? But bottom line is, whichever way you're going to go, the Achim are going to be Asar, Either they're going to be intrinsically, they're going to be also because of the social, or the social's role is insofar as making them join, but you're going to have to say low plug, so it's going to be also anyways. So it's saying, so what's your question? So you don't have a question. That's what he's saying. That's what his attack on the question is. But he's not attacking the intrinsic logic of the question. It's a good question logically, and it may be, but it's trivial. I mean, if there's no nafkamina, then it doesn't make a difference, and there's no need to ask the question.
But
so now further than more. So now that seems like that's Abaye's retort, is that you can't have a gzera like that. So practically, it's not possible. It's not possible. You're going to say low plug anyway. It's not possible to be mechalei between these brothers. Because most brothers basically are buddies and they share food, so therefore they're going to share food and sasser. So you can't make a gezeira in a way which is going to be so subjective that it's going to be case by case, because the gezeira won't work like that, as you see from the case of Sirikim. So that's the wise question. But Rav Yemir doesn't back down so quickly. Okay? Rav Yemir says, Ultimech, according to you, by your reasoning, you got a problem. How are you going to explain this one? It says, how you can explain this is that how could it be that a guy who has only one chalak is allowed to wash his clothing on chol moed? Does anyone know that he only has one chalak? How am I supposed to know he only has one chalak? So therefore, but you see, apparently there's a halacha like that. Apparently there's a halacha that the gezeira distinguishes between the guy who has one chalak and the guy who doesn't have one chalak. So if that's the case, you see, apparently, you could have a gezera like this. So I'll tell you the same thing. You could be mechalek between Achim or Makbid, Achim or not Makbid. Right? Ah. So the question is, but what about Sirikin? I mean, that's an open Gemara. Right. Psachim. I mean, how does, right? I mean, we asked this question, but how does, why is Rav Yemar making it a question. According to you, Abaye, that you want to invoke this logic of Sirikim, then you're going to have the problem. Explain this case. What do you mean? It's an open halacha. The Sirikim isn't Rav Yemar's, isn't Abaye's halacha. It's an open halacha, and the Gemara Sachem. Everyone holds by that. So if that's the case, so why don't you just ask the question altogether? You have a contradiction. On the one hand, you have Sirikim, and on the other, Chalak Achad. So you're going to have to answer that. So it's not ultimeich. Like, What's Rav Yemar suggesting? That there's no halacha of Sirikim? So how does it... Right, that's the question. Maybe the question is like this, is that what does it mean? What's that argument there? Yom Rukala Sirikim Asurim Asirikim Baisim Matarim, right? So there's two ways to understand it. You could say it means that it's impossible to have a gezerah, which lends itself to this confusion, which differentiates between similar cases like that. It's impossible, because gezeira can't exist like that. Okay, that's one way to understand it. Or you could say, no, it's not saying it's impossible to make a gezeira like that. It's just saying is that there's many factors that go into the making of a gezeira. Different factors, chashash, and the logical formulation. It's telling you one factor is the confusion of the masses. Okay, and that's a factor. It's to what degree will it be palatable to the masses? And that's something that has to be considered in making gezeira. Okay, and what it's saying in the Gemara Pesachim is the reason why they made the gezeira in terms of the result and not in terms of the maisa forming it is because of that factor. That was the critical factor in that gezeira. Okay, again, what all the factors were? I mean, I don't know all the factors. It's, to get ask Chazal who made the gzera. But it's saying is, Yom Kippur is saying is that because of that difficulty, therefore they didn't formulate it that way. But does it mean it's impossible to have a gzera that lends? No, it doesn't necessarily mean it's impossible. You could just say it means that that's something to be considered. Or you could say no. Yom Kippur means is that it's intrinsically that a gzera which is confusing is intrinsically a non gzera. There's no such thing as a gzera like that. Okay, those are two ways, right? You heard two ways?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Rav Yemir asked an Ibaya. He just wanted to know, what's the halacha about Achim? Right? What's the halacha? And he gave two logical possibilities. Now, Abaye is saying, Yom Rukal Asurikim. So what's Abaye saying? He's saying, that's impossible. It's not possible. Whatever logics you want to give me, it's not possible to have such a gzera. You want to tell me the social relates to them in terms of the food and blah, blah, blah. It's not possible to have a gzera like that, because a gzera, which is a mechalik between situations which are similar, is impossible. It's impossible to have such a gzera. Okay? And therefore, I don't care what logics you want to give me. If that's the logic, so you're going to have to say low plug, and they can have to object and go across the board. It's just not possible. That's what he's saying. It's a gezeira, which has this dimension to it, is not a possibility. Okay? So then Rav Yemer says, really? Is it impossible? Maybe it's not impossible. Maybe it's just a factor, and the crucial factor in that case of Sarikim. But I'll show you another case by Chol Moed, where apparently there were other factors which overwhelmed this factor. Because they made this the exception for the guy who was only Chol Gacha. Now, how'd they do it? What about Chol Sarikim? Apparently, there were other factors. Apparently, there were other factors. I mean, but Rav Yemer doesn't have to show what exactly the Chilik is. He's just saying is that you don't have the ability to say anymore that there's an absolute rule of Yom Rukol Asrikim that you can't have Gzera like that. All you could show now is, based upon this contradiction, is you could show that that's a factor in making Gzeras, but there are other things to be considered. And in the case of Chalak Echad, apparently the other things to be considered won out. So therefore, maybe in my Gzera also, in this Gzera of Hal, there are the other things to be considered is going to win out, and therefore, I have a legitimate Ibaya here. I have a legitimate Ibaya. Maybe the social, that's the logic of the idea, and maybe there's going to be such a chiluk. I feel confused? Okay. Maybe they will. So that's part of my Ibaya. That's part of my Ibaya. That could even be a part of the Ibaya. Is it this way or is it that way? Or did they make it a low plug anyways? I mean, that's because, again, the burden of proof is on Ibaya, because Ibaya is saying it's an impossible question. There's no possible way to ask this question. Rav Yemer is saying, no, maybe you could. The confusion? Okay, that's a factor. Maybe that's going to be the same factor. Maybe not. You know what I mean? So then, what does he answer back? He says, no, Ezer Machiach Alav. Which, what's he saying there? He's saying is that no. Really, I'll tell you, it is impossible. Really, it's impossible to have a Gezerah which has this factor. What about the case of Chaluk? That's what you want to show me, the case of Chaluk? The case of Chaluk isn't confusing. Because Ezer Machiach Alav, there's no confusion altogether there. So therefore, that doesn't show me anything. So therefore, Abaye still stays in his position that it's intrinsically impossible to have a gezera like that. And you want to tell me that, no, it's only a factor, but you could have it? Well, show me a case. I don't see a case. Until you could show me a case where gezeras could be formulated in that way, show me one, then I'll allow it. But until you show me one, I'm going to assume kolasriken, right? I mean, that's a simple way of learning. Now you'll assume Kol Sarikim is a rule. It's a steadfast rule. There's no exceptions that Gzera can't be like that. So therefore, he says, you can't show me it. You can't show me such a thing. So I'm going to assume that there's no such Ibaya. And that's why the Gemara concludes that that's a rule. Like, I don't know if it's our job to have to figure out what exactly the differences between the cases are. Because that's like, it's very hard to get into the minds of the people making gezeiros. I mean, there are a lot of different considerations in making gezeiros. You know, practical and conceptual. And so, and chashos, and a lot of things to think about. So all we could show is that it's possible. As long as it's possible, so now it's an Ibaya. He's asking an Ibaya. Don't get all over me asking an Ibaya, I'm just asking an Ibaya. Now you're saying it's impossible? Is it really impossible? Yeah. You know? It's also true that there are quantities in the confusion as well. I mean, how confused are people going to get, you know? I mean, every case is different. Every case is a little bit different. So Abaye is saying that absolutely, any time anyone's getting confused, you can't have it. Abaye is saying, maybe not. Maybe, yeah, true, there's confusion, here there's confusion. But just because you say that here the confusion was a factor there, maybe here they thought it would be less confusing. I mean, you have to weigh these things out and for doing zero, it's a delicate process of weighing it out. So I mean, maybe it's a little less confusing, a little more. I mean, there are different factors. I mean, that's what he's saying. It's not so clear cut. I mean, Abaye is saying is like once a gezera has this qualitative factor of confusion, it can't exist. I mean, that's what he's saying and that's his argument. His argument is that since gezera is there as a protection from confusion in a sense, right, from people who can make mistakes, so it's like it would be like a contradiction to the whole idea of a gezera to have confusion in it. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of what gezeiros are here for, is to set things straight. So, it's saying you're setting it straight, but you're adding a new degree of confusion. It's like, could be that's what he holds, that's like a tired desire to gezeira. Confusion is a tired desire to the whole objective of gezeira, you know? Because the objective of gezeira is to, you know, simplify things. But you could say no. You could say that, yeah, it's setting straight the deoraisa is being set straight. Now, people can be confused about the Durabanan or whatever, fine, they'll be confused about that. But essentially, the Durabanan will be in place, and the people will be a little confused, will be a little confused, whatever. But the Deraisa will be protected. You know what I mean? You could argue. I mean, that's a good way to say it. It's a good point, Rav Yemir is saying, is that you're saying that's it? That's the only factor in Xer. If it's confusing, if it's anything confusing, then that's it. You can't make Xer. I mean, maybe there are other considerations. How is he saying? How could you just say? And that's the maskana, is that across the board, you can't have Xer like that. I mean, why not? Maybe that's a consideration. Okay, that's a consideration. But you don't have to weigh it out. I mean, maybe it's a little bit confusing, but it's a rare thing, and therefore, whatever. It's not gonna destroy the whole Gezer. I mean, why is it that it's so across the board that there can't be any other factors? But it could be the idea is like you're saying, and this is Avaya's idea, is that, that since the whole idea of a Gezerah is that there's something unclear, confusing, you know, there's a stumbling block in the Deraisa, and the Chachamim are coming along to straighten that out, to simplify the system, to clarify, to avoid confusion. That's the idea of a Gezerah. So he says, since that's the case, it would be a tad disaster to the whole idea of a Gezerah, a contradiction to the idea of a Gezerah, to have a Gezerah which itself is a confusing Gezerah. I mean, that's against the whole thing. The whole thing is you want to smooth out the system to avoid those bumps, to avoid those confusions. So now you're going to have a case where people are again going to get stuck in the same problem. So it could be Abaya saying is that's why it doesn't matter the degrees. It's simply that quality, that characteristic cannot be an exer. You know what I mean? That's Abaya's chedesh, you know? But you could have said no. I mean, you could have said it's just another factor to consider. You know, that's a move. That's a chedesh to say that it's intrinsically a contradiction to Gezerah. You could say no, it's not a contradiction. Gezerah, that's something to consider. That's what Rima said, something to consider. So you have to consider, weigh it out, along with all the other factors. But the maskana, it seems like the way we're holding is it's intrinsically impossible. It's logically a contradiction to the whole concept of Gezerah. It's interesting.